Imagine a town clock that shows not the minutes and seconds that control our lives, but time that moves faster or slower based on how fast rivers are running. The Chattahoochee River and some smaller bodies of water flow through the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Most of the people in the city do not think much about the river. Jonathan Keats wants to change that. The San Francisco-based artist is on an extended stay in Georgia. He has been working there to help people become more involved with their natural environment. Keats is called a conceptual artist, that is, he works with ideas rather than creating physical works of art. His latest concept, Atlanta River Time, would have volunteers go down to waterways and take measurements. The information they collect, with help from conservation groups and U.S. Geological Survey data, would tell time in a very different way. The natural flow of Georgia's waterways would be shown on a large city clock in downtown Atlanta. Ideally, people will get into the water to observe and to consider the effects of the flow of water on the world, as well as the causes of that flow, Keats told the Associated Press. He wants people to think not only about time, but about how we live in the world. Keats has led classes since the fall of 2021 to teach people how to use handmade materials to record flow rates. To bring his idea into reality, he hopes to build a mechanical clock that uses a pendulum. A pendulum is a stick with a weight on one end that moves back and forth regularly to keep time. Every year, people would travel to the source of the Chattahoochee River and measure the water flow. They would change the movement of the pendulum based on the water's movement. Why use waterways when we have clocks, smartphones, computers, and watches telling us the time already? Keats says he does not use a mobile phone, but he has thought a lot about such questions while walking along Georgia's red clay riverbanks. All of this is a story that we can tell, and a story allows us to reflect on ourselves as a result of that path that we take, Keats said. The artist's earlier art projects included selling imaginary lands and opening a restaurant that serves special sunlight to plants. He put a millennium camera in a tall building at Amherst College that he said would record climate change through a 1,000-year photograph of a mountain range. Keats has placed similar cameras at Lake Tahoe and Arizona State University. Keats was invited to be the artist in residence at Serenbe, a planned community just outside Atlanta. Along with teaching classes, he can enjoy the natural surroundings nearby. His participants recently made bowls of clay and made record books using colored paper. Then they all traveled to South Fork Peachtree Creek. There, they watched leaves float along with the water. They timed the movement of the leaves by letting water run out through holes in their bowls. It is a simple way to measure flow rates, but Keats hopes it will help people look differently at how humans interact with nature. I believe that the rivers and streams and creeks in and around Atlanta are a natural resource that helps us to see ourselves in relation to the natural world more broadly, he said. I'm Jill Robbins.